Welcome to the Fabulous at 50 podcast, where we are changing the aging narrative. I'm your host, Joanne Newaduck, and I'm thrilled to bring you stories that matter and celebrate your place in the world. As an advocate for lifelong learning, health, and women's empowerment, I believe it's never too late to live the life you've always imagined. Through lively and informative interviews with inspiring guests, we'll explore a wide range of topics relevant to our global sisterhood of vibrant, inquiring women just like you. Join me for today's episode and let's start changing the aging narrative together. Hello and welcome to today's show. I am here by myself today because I would like to have more of a one-on-one conversation with you about menopause madness. Now, why am I talking about menopause madness today? Well, it has come to my attention more prevalently in the last little while, just how much women are suffering in silence and not getting what I believe is adequate or the health support they deserve. Let's put it that way. So let's dive into why I believe that. First of all, did you know that there are over 30 different signs and symptoms of menopause that you just might not realize? If I were to say to you, you know, stop this recording for a second and write down or rhyme off what you think are signs and symptoms of menopause, most likely what you'll say or what I hear is the hot flashes, sleeplessness, mood swings. Those are the main ones. And there's so many other signs and symptoms that can be bothersome, and there is support. But women often don't know their support because, unfortunately, unless you get a really good healthcare provider that's trained in this, you might not get that support. I mean, I've heard women say that they felt like they were gaslit. Like they go in to say, I just don't feel like myself. I'm having issues here and here, and their concerns are not taken seriously. So I first want to start off with, what do I mean by signs and symptoms? Let's start with that terminology that tends to be kind of in the medical world, in the healthcare world, that signs are actually something that happens within a, condition. Right? Because it's not always a disease, but within a condition, whether that be a disease or a natural aging process that is troublesome. A sign is something that somebody else can see, the doctor can verify. A symptom is more subjective, what you're feeling. So for example, one of the things that happens with a decreased estrogen is that we get drier. We have drier skin. And so a healthcare professional might observe that your skin is dry. They can see it dry and flaky, and you know how like older women get paper thin skin, that type of thing. That would be a sign. A symptom would be that you have itchiness. Did you know that an itchy ear is a very common sign of menopause? I personally had never heard of that before, but I was telling one of my friends about this and she starts howling laughing. She's into her 60s now, but she starts howling laughing. She goes, oh my God, yes, I know, because I had that. And she was working in the corporate world at the time. And she goes, it drove me nuts because I had my fingers stuck in my ear and I'm wiggling it around. My colleagues would think I'm crazy, but my ears were itchy. Like, how bizarre is that? It sounds bizarre, but it's not really. We have estrogen receptors all over our body. And if you have decreased estrogen, then it makes sense that there's going to be some hiccups within those systems, to put it in a very simple term. Today, I'm not going into really deep scientific stuff. I might be, you know, or like all the correct medical terms. I could certainly do that. But right now, I'm talking more, this is more like, sister, what is going on with us? And we need to be looking at how we are managing menopause. So I start off to say why I'm talking about this. And actually, I didn't quite finish that statement. So let me do it now. Is at the end of April, so April 27th, Saturday, April 27th, I am co-hosting an event called Radiate Your Best Life, a Women's Health and Wellness Symposium. And I'm putting it on and co-hosting it with my colleague, Dr. Andrea. She is a chiropractor and wellness advocate, basically, and like myself, kind of a champion of women in midlife in many different aspects. And we believe that women should know their choices. What is up to date in sort of research and trends that are making a positive impact without it being like fad fixes? And so we are pulling our expertise together, along with several really incredible speakers as well. We have over 20, or I think we're close to 25 different businesses coming together, a marketplace, speakers all day long. And we're going to be addressing things on health and wellness. So things like eat well. How does eating impact us? Sleep well. I know sleep or lack thereof is a huge issue for women with menopause. Think well. Who hasn't felt a little bit of anxiety or rage that you don't know where it's coming from, or that brain fog? There's a lot around how we think. Move well. How we need to move and how we need to care for our physical body changes as we get older. So we're going to be talking about that. And the last one is simply live well. What are our priorities now that we're getting to this age? And so when we talk about health and wellness, they sound like they're redundant, but these two terms are slightly different as well. Health relates a little bit more to the absence of disease or illness. And wellness is more, and that is almost like signs. You know, you can measure whether somebody has a disease or not, and they're sick. So there's, you have your health, but then there's wellness. Wellness is more that subjective feeling on how well you were living. That's why it's called your wellness, how well you are enjoying life. And wellness goes far beyond the absence of disease. You can have someone that technically has good health, but their wellness might not be good, because there's many aspects of it. It's relationship. It's how your mind is thinking. It's, you know, how you're living, basically. And you can also have some that has a chronic illness, or they have a disease of some sort, but they have it managed and their wellness factor is actually pretty high because they have a positive mindset. They're living the best life they can within, I don't want to say confines, within the condition that they have, right? So the two of them kind of go hand in hand, and they're often used, health and wellness. So that's what we're putting on. And while I've been preparing for this event, I've been doing a bit more of a deep dive and doing a little more research on menopause and doing a bit more following of some really amazing doctors that are starting to speak out and not just stay within their clinic taking care of women in midlife. These are doctors that are stepping up going, there needs to be some changes, and we are going to be the ones making these changes, and we need women to be educated. Because here's some stats that I just find appalling. As a nurse, I'm just appalled. I just had no idea. Less than 20% of men have erectile dysfunction. Now, this is not to knock men, but less than 20% of men have erectile dysfunction, which is a naturally occurring thing that can happen as you get older. Yet there is 5 times the amount of resources, research, money that has gone into that compared to women and menopause. Yet 100% of women go through menopause if they live long enough. Basically, once they're in their 50s, they are in menopause transition in some place or another. And so let's just do a quick little review on what does menopause mean. So we have our childhood, where we have no menses. We don't have menopause. We have our ovaries. And then we go into puberty. We all remember those fun days, getting our first period, right? And you know, that can be where there's fluctuations. A lot of girls have really bad period cramps, and it takes a little while till it all settles. And then you kind of have, let's say, your 20s and 30s, where it's your most fertile time, and you have, on average, a standard cycle where your hormones interplay, mostly progesterone and estrogen. One goes up, one goes down. And it's almost like a sinus rhythm of your heart. There's a rhythm, and it's about a monthly cycle. Now, some women, you know, that can be out of whack, but I'm talking about the average, the ideal. And that goes on until, for most women, we hit into our 40s, and then we go into something called perimenopause. Now, this can be in our 40s. This can be in our 50s. In fact, it can start in late 30s for some women. And I feel so sorry for those women, because they're often definitely not taken seriously because people aren't really thinking, oh, you're too young for menopause. But perimenopause can last anywhere from a year or so to 10 years of symptoms. 10 years. So if you conceivably are going through an early menopause and like in your mid 40s, you could start in your late 30s. Perimenopause. Not the best. However, most women go through, on average, menopause. The day they stop their menstrual cycle is like 51. And then obviously there's women that go longer than that. I know women that have had their periods until they're 60, which might sound not the best because, you know, we don't really love having our cycle. However, it's actually very protective to their system. I'm going to go into a lot more detail of this at our event. And for those of you that don't live in the Calgary area and can't attend in person, we are filming it. And fingers crossed, we're looking at getting it available online. So I'd love it if you contact me, mention something in our Facebook group, or send me an email. My contact information will be in the show notes. Let me know whether that's something you'd be interested in. So back to, we have our premenopause in your normal cycle, perimenopause when things are all over, and that rising and the sudden drops and the up and down of estrogen not on a normal cycle is what causes Reeves havoc. It's what I just blanket call menopause madness, because you're going through that perimenopause phase, and that's when lots of signs and symptoms happen. But they are a little different than the signs of symptoms of what women have in postmenopause. And so this is really important. So menopause itself is one day. It is the day that marks 12 months since your last period. So yes, if you get counting and you're at month 11 and you start to bleed again, I am very sorry, but that's still perimenopause and you got to start counting again. You want to get to 12 months. Menopause lasts for one day, and then everything after that is postmenopause. So everything after that is your progesterone and your estrogen level out and they decrease. And then they're fairly low. But there is some significant impact on our health having low estrogen. And so even though this is natural, and we go through this naturally, many years down the line, it will have an impact on us. And so I talk to women sometime that, you know, they're in their 60s and they go, oh, I'm long past menopause. But I'm like, but are you? You're still in postmenopause, and there's still an impact this could be having on your body. So I think it's really important that we have a conversation with our healthcare provider to find out what can we do to give ourselves the best health, the best, our health span versus our lifespan. Because lifespan has gone on. Like lifespan, women used to, many of them, the average was way lower because people died in childbirth. Many people died off in their 40s, 50s, 60s. I'll be honest, we actually don't have a lot of stats on women. Way back when, you know, a few hundred years ago, there's lots of stats on when men lived, but there wasn't a lot kept on women. So that's a little problematic, but we do know that lifespan has continued. But what we want is to have good quality of life. And there's lots of things we can be doing. We can be changing how we eat and how we exercise. Because one of the things that happens to women is that our fat distribution changes, right? So we have subcutaneous fat. That's the, you know, that's our curves. That's what gives us breasts and hips, and honestly, rock those curves. You know, like I've had curves all my life, but I had the fat deposition like all over my body. I hit menopause. I literally put on, I looked like I was pregnant. Within 6 month period, I had gained over 20 pounds. No, yeah, I think it was close to 30 pounds within a year. And it was all on my belly. And that was very, very concerning because belly fat, visceral fat that gets in around your organs, that is problematic. It's metabolically active and it can cause problems. It can give us health problems. And we want to target that. And there's sort of this old theory out there that some people still hold on to, that calories in versus calories out is how you lose weight. And it's so not. So at our event and in future talks, I'm going to be sharing like what's different about menopause weight gain and how do we actually target it? We can do it just by changing the foods and the way we eat. We can do it in a very holistic way. Moving our bodies as well. We rapidly can lose bone and muscle mass if we don't protect against it. There's certain supplements we can be taking. We want to be lifting heavy. We want to be strong. We want those strong bones. We want to be weight bearing, like stomping our feet, going for a walk. That's what helps make your bones strong. And it doesn't mean taking calcium. You should never be taking calcium unless your doctor's telling you. What you need is other nutrients, and we're going to be talking about that again at this event. There's other nutrients that you need so that you can use the calcium. But just taking calcium, if it's not prescribed to you, can actually increase your heart risk. So don't be doing that. Make sure you're talking to a healthcare professional for that one. So there's lots we can do. So the other thing that happens is, especially within the first 10 years of menopause, is we can have a conversation around hormone therapy, HRT, hormone replacement therapy, actually, is what it's called. And that has got a bad rap over the last little while. But what they know from studies more recently that have like 20,000 women in them is that women that have some sort of hormone replacement therapy within the first 10 year window, like 50 to 60-ish, or first 10 years of their menopause, that is when they get the best benefits to protect them against cardiovascular, neurological, musculoskeletal issues. Now, it's not saying everybody needs that, but I really believe that everyone should have that conversation. And the reason that for the last 20 years, this conversation has really not been happening. It's because there was a report back in 2002, WHI, that has since been rescinded. It has been proven that the reporting really didn't match up. There were some issues with the control groups. But people were scared that estrogen would increase their risk of breast cancer. But here's the issue. It's been shown the opposite. Estradiol, like the patch that women sometimes wear, has been shown in many reports that it can protect you against it. And we, sadly, as women, have far greater chance of dying from cardiovascular disease than breast cancer. So there's so many things we can be doing to protect ourselves. And yet we were living in fear, and people still live in fear on a report that is old and outdated. And so the doctors that are current specialists in it are trying to get the word out. And so it's really hard to do that because, you know, sadly, I heard a statistic, somebody talking on stage that was sharing from when there is a really groundbreaking scientific study that comes out, the lag time from that to when there's new guidelines, to when those guidelines are widely accepted and educated all over in the healthcare profession, can be up to 15 years. I don't know about you, but I don't want to wait 15 years to get the support that is readily available. So I could keep going on and on. I have so much more to say on this menopause madness, but what I want you to know as bottom line is that you do not need to suffer in silence. Learn the signs and symptoms. Find out whether or not you have a bunch of stuff going on in your system that you've been equating to other things. Oh, one of the big ones, anxieties and depression. I understand that the use of antidepressants in menopausal women jumps by about 15% compared to premenopause. Here's my personal opinion. If you have not had any mental health issues up until now, and you're suddenly like the doctor's going, I think you need an antidepressant, I'm not saying no, but I would first question them and say, what if it's the estrogen that's causing this? Right? There is lots of menopause experts out there that are saying, let's go to the root cause first, and then if we need the next step. I am never against pharmaceuticals. I just don't believe they should always be the first step. I believe what we drink, what we eat, how we move our bodies, how we're thinking, our minds, and yes, something more natural that our body's used to, like hormones, those could be the first steps. It doesn't mean everyone needs it. But I believe as women, we deserve the conversation with people that are well-educated in this area. And I'm going to continue this conversation. And I would like you to join me in this conversation. Please be in touch and let me know what more you want to know. What areas do you want me to be going down? I'm going to be looking at trying to get some of the experts on this call. I'll be sharing in a future conversation some really amazing books that are coming out by expert menopause experts. And let's get ourselves educated so that we truly can be living our best, most radiant lives. Take care and keep choosing fabulous. Thank you so much for tuning in today. But before you leave, I'm curious, what pearl of wisdom are you taking away from today's episode? I do hope it held some inspiration or information for you to live your best life. If you are not yet part of our sisterhood, I invite you to join our community by visiting our website, fabulousat50.com, and you'll receive a free copy of our ebook, Make Mind Fabulous, 21 Ways to Energize Your Life. It is packed with loads of tips and tricks. Plus, if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review to let us know what you think. Remember, keep choosing fabulous. It's never too late to live the life you deserve. Catch you on the next episode.